This is Valley Edition. Becoming an adult is a challenging transition for anyone, but it can be especially hard for those with chronic diseases. FM89's Carrie Klein brings us the story of one young adult undergoing some major life changes and the doctors trying to pave a smoother path for people like her.
Rachel Goldring is getting married in October. This smiley, bubbly 25-year-old already picked out the venue, the decorations, and the music. But what she's really excited about
is just breathtaking.
Is her dress.
It's a princess dress, and it's strapless, and it looks as if it's floating on air when I put it on.
Getting married, obviously a huge life event, but it may not be the biggest transition in Goldring's life. Right now, she's in limbo between pediatric and adult medical care, a time period healthier people may not think twice about. But for Goldring, finding a knowledgeable doctor could be a matter of life and death.
So I was born with congenital heart disease. My specific congenital heart disease was pulmonary atresia with tetralogy of Fallot.
She was born without a pulmonary valve carrying blood from her heart to her lungs. That happens to be exactly the same diagnosis that talk show host Jimmy Kimmel's baby boy was born with just a few weeks ago. He had to have open heart surgery, just like Goldring.
I had my first surgery when I was 9 months, and I was the youngest one in 1993 to survive that procedure, but now they do it from birth.
Her condition has also meant 3 more open heart surgeries, a heart valve from a cadaver, complicated secondary diseases, and a lifetime in and out of doctor's offices.
I just celebrated my 1-year anniversary of staying out of the hospital for the first time since birth. So this year it's been, knock on wood, it's been amazing.
40 years ago, Goldring probably wouldn't have survived more than a few years. But today, congenital heart disease patients can live almost as long as the rest of us. Other diseases like cystic fibrosis, spina bifida, and sickle cell disease have seen similar advances. It's an incredible medical accomplishment. But it also means when these patients become adults, they're being handed to doctors who may not be equipped to address their complex needs. It's a problem providers around the globe are scrambling to address.
There is an irony to the medical miracle. The job's not done after the surgery or the initial treatment. Many, if not most, of these conditions require ongoing medical care, lifelong medical care.
Dr. Patrick Burke is a pediatrician at Valley Children's Hospital in Madera and the director of its new transitional care program. He's leading the effort to ensure that chronically ill patients aging out of pediatrics find the care they need. Right now, many don't. Research shows many conditions worsening around the age of 18. The trend is stark when it comes to cystic fibrosis.
We're seeing this spike of deaths that are happening in the early 20s, and it's bizarre.
That's partly because these diseases used to be fatal in childhood. They were considered the domain solely of pediatric providers. Now, more adults are living with congenital heart disease and cystic fibrosis than kids, but medical training hasn't kept up. So young adults are less likely to find suitable doctors, and they're more likely to lose control over their conditions.
It goes downhill from there. Why does it have to be this way?
Burke isn't the only one asking that question. Dr. Megumi Okumura is a pediatrician at UC San Francisco and a co-chair of the International Healthcare Transition Research Consortium.
As people talk across the nation, they're all having the same issue. Oh my goodness, you know, we're having like this, you know, increasing morbidity in this age group.
She became interested in transitions during her residency when she would see 40 and 50-year-olds in pediatric wards.
At first, I thought it was just a local problem. I thought maybe my hospital was just peculiar. It wasn't until I had looked at the hospital-based data. I was like, wow, there's a lot of adults in children's hospitals. And why? Like, why isn't our system just accommodating these people?
Some of these patients are dealing with really complex self-care, like dozens of medications to take at different times or hours of treatment each day. Things that would be tough for anyone, much less someone also navigating college or their first apartment away from home. Okumura suggests incorporating more disease management into pediatric care. Really, though, she says the root cause lies in the healthcare system itself.
They are transferred from different systems of care, and that's artificially created in our system. You know, we have siloed pediatric-based care to adult-based care. We have differing funding streams and programs.
Researchers like Okumura are looking for ways to remove those artificial barriers. It's still early days, but clinics around the world are trying out new strategies like giving non-pediatric doctors more training or bringing in transitional specialists to connect chronically ill young adults with new providers. There are also disease-specific clinics like the UCSF Fresno Cystic Fibrosis Center downtown, which serves patients of all ages with a team of dedicated specialists. For many patients, though, like Rachel Goldring, staying with their pediatricians is the temporary solution until they can find the providers they need. She's working on it, but taking care of the transition with her fiancé first. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Carrie Klein.